when the state of Washington was competing with other states to be home of the Boeing 777 manufacturing plant, the state legislature offered an estimated $8.7 billion tax break package to Boeing if the company built the planes here. The hope was to create an incentive for Boeing to keep jobs in the state. Well, Washington State got the 777 plant, but some lawmakers in Olympia say we're not keeping the jobs. They've introduced a bill that would tie the tax breaks to the amount of jobs kept in the state. Ray Goforth supports the bill. He's executive director of the Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace, SPEA. That's the union that represents Boeing engineers. Goforth told me this morning the tax incentives don't protect jobs here because the tax package that was passed was not a deal or a private contract.
A law was passed. At the time, the legislature discussed some of these concerns. Boeing assured everybody that there was no need for performance metrics because Boeing Company was committed to honoring this. And then within weeks of passing it, Boeing announced that they were going to be moving 6,000 jobs out of Washington State, 3,000 of which have already left.
Everett Mayor Ray Stevenson is quoted as being against this bill. He says it's going to be detrimental to aerospace companies in Washington State, including those that make up the largest job center there in Snohomish County. What's your reaction to the mayor's reaction?
Well, you know, the mayor has to say what the mayor has to say. But I'll point out that the state legislators from the same district feel differently. We've polled citizens across Washington State, Republican, Democrat, Puget Sound, East Side. Support for these provisions is overwhelming. And, you know, I would encourage the mayor to maybe check back with his constituents. He might be a little bit behind where his constituents are on this issue.
How would this affect the members of your union, the Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace?
Well, you know, what it would do is it would change the math. I mean, right now, when the Boeing company has to decide where it's going to put some work, it gets a subsidy from Washington State no matter what it does. And so Boeing is a rational economic actor, and they've figured out that, oh, they can take a subsidy from Washington State, move the jobs to another state, collect their subsidy. And the fun kicker there is Boeing got paid twice, and they never created a new job. They just moved them around. So the hope is that if this law is passed, Washington State will be on a fair playing field with the other states, and that then when Boeing makes decisions about its workforce, it won't have this perverse incentive to actually move jobs out of Washington State.
Boeing's response to this was that the tax break, the law that passed, was to build the 777X exclusively in Washington, not to maintain a specific number of jobs in Washington State. Are they correct?
No, they're being willfully deceptive there. The bill that was passed was to preserve and grow the aerospace economy in Washington State. The 777X factory was one part of that. But Boeing has already broken, I mean, if we're going to call that a deal, Boeing's already broken that deal. The wingtips are being built in Missouri. The tail's being built in another state. A lot of the engineering is being exported to other states. So, you know, while people say, well, we got the 777X, it's like, no, you got part of the 777X, the part you were always going to get. Boeing was never going to build that anywhere else. And now the company's moving 777X work all around the world, actually. But a lot of the work that people thought they got, actually they didn't get. And the final assembly factory that will be built, we now know it's going to be largely automated by robots. So what is the number of employees going to be compared to the current 777 line versus the 777X line? Boeing knows that number, but they refuse to share that number. That's probably a good question for them. Why won't they share their projected employment figures?
Well, you know how many members are in SPEA. Have you lost members to other parts of the country because they haven't held to certain numbers of jobs?
Yes. Almost immediately after the special session in 2013, Boeing started to move SPEA jobs out of state. They moved 1,000 engineering jobs to California. They've been moving engineering work to South Carolina, to Missouri, to Florida, to Texas. It's been a mass exodus of work out of the state since this special session that adopted the latest version of the tax accountability bills. And most of that is moving jobs to states that are giving Boeing another subsidy for creating those jobs. And these are jobs, of course, they didn't create. They just moved from Washington State to another state. And that's one of the things you're seeing the company doing here. I mean, when they're moving these jobs, they're not moving the people. They're telling most of the people who are currently doing those jobs, your final duty will be to train your replacement, and then we're laying you off.
That's Ray Goforth, executive director of SPEA, the Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace. According to SPEA, 711 members of the union have been laid off since the state legislature voted for an aerospace tax break. And over 3,000 total Boeing employees have lost their jobs in Washington state. Joining us with more on this, Jerry Kornfield. He covers Boeing and more for the Everett Herald. Jerry, thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
What do you make of Ray Gorforth saying that Boeing was being willfully deceptive when they said this just wasn't the deal? The deal wasn't we were going to keep jobs here. The deal was we were going to build the 777 here.
Well, I think there's a lot of questions about what the deal was and what it was intended to do. And some of those questions are because of what happened in 2003 when the state thought it had a deal for Boeing to build the Dreamliner in Washington, but they didn't have language that made it exclusive. And so then you have a second production line in South Carolina. I think Mr. Gorforth is raising a good point in that the tax break legislation does say to sort of grow the aerospace industry. And there are those who say that includes the Boeing's defense divisions and other sections of its operation from which some of these employees are being shipped to other states. And Boeing says, you know, our deal was to build the 777X and in Washington, and that's what we're doing. So they feel like they've kept up their end of the bargain to this stage.
Now, Everett's mayor, Ray Stevenson, opposes this bill that would tie the tax break to the number of jobs that Boeing has here. Why does he oppose it?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. One is his city is growing. And because of the Boeing's presence, there's also suppliers that are showing up. And most of these companies are taking advantage of the tax break. It means a lot to Boeing, but it means a lot to a lot of other companies. And if those tax breaks are either tied to wages and jobs or even go away, those companies will likely go away to other states. And so, you know, he's working about the economic vitality of his community.
What are the chances that this bill makes it to the governor's desk?
Well, I don't think the chances are good as it stands, in part because the governor was involved in the negotiations with Boeing back in 2013 and 2014. He has a lot on the line. I don't think the state Senate, run by Republicans, wants to see this bill and will pass it. But I think it's going to get a pretty rowdy hearing, and it could make it a little ways through the House because there are a number of Democrats who want to point out to Boeing that, you know, these tax breaks that you're receiving, we need to hold you accountable every step of the way. And the numbers are there, and the bill as it's written now would actually take away some of that tax break immediately just because of the total jobs that have been lost since October 2013.
So if the bill's a political non-starter, what do you think lawmakers in the union want to achieve by proposing it?
Well, in Olympia, around the state, everywhere, conversations have to start somewhere. This starts the conversation about how to keep Boeing accountable, because as they begin to do more and more in Everett with the 777X, and as Ray Gorforth pointed out, parts of the plane are being built elsewhere, as it moves forward, there'll be a lot of eyes on how much of it is going to stay in Snohomish County and the rest of the state of Washington, and how much is going to be done elsewhere. There will be a tipping point if Boeing moves too many pieces of the operation outside the state, and there will be a moment in time where lawmakers might say, you know what, maybe those tax breaks are too good. And so this keeps that conversation, it gets it started, and we'll keep it going for the next couple of years.
Thanks, Jerry. Good speaking with you.
Thank you.
Jerry Kornfield, writer for the Everett Herald. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.